I have to admit that this little house in Greenhill is quite nice. It's yellow and there's a small porch above the front door. There's a little garden all around the house. It's pretty, but there isn't a telephone. I lost my temper when I discovered this. How can I survive without a telephone? I shouted, red as a beetroot. I always go red when I get angry. Dad burst out laughing, and Mum said that I could do my holiday homework without any interruptions. Oh, yeah. There's a little vegetable garden behind the house, and Dad is going to buy lots of tools and things so that he can do some gardening. He wants to plant carrots, onions, potatoes, tomatoes, and lettuce, and says that we'll only eat our own vegetables from now on. I'm worried that this means we really will move to Greenhill forever.
Oh, this is the life, says Dad. Clean air, contact with nature, good, honest, hard-working people.
I should probably mention that Dad also has a little garden at home. He has strawberry plants and one tomato plant. Every year in spring he says,
Ah, this year we can pick some lovely strawberries. Or, we'll have our own tomatoes to eat.
But nothing ever grows, and Dad is always really disappointed. He blames the air pollution. Dad's happy here in the country. I don't understand it at all. I think it's boring. There's nothing to do and nobody to talk to. Dad's crazy, and the neighbours are very silly too. As soon as we arrived, they all suddenly appeared with fruit, vegetables, cakes, and one of them even brought a hen. My brother says that he wants to keep it as a pet. He called it Polly. What an idiot!
Tuesday, July the 5th.
Dear Diary, Mrs. Perry, our neighbour, is unbearable. She comes to our house all the time. This morning the doorbell rang at 7:30. Of course we were all asleep and it gave us a terrible fright. Dad ran down to open the door in his pyjamas. I think maybe he also fell down the stairs because I heard a loud bang